Welcome back to Juno Afternoon, the beautiful song stylings of Caitlin Warbelow in the background there. And Caitlin's going to be playing a concert tonight at the Jack. Starts at 7:30 with Tony Award-nominated singer and all-around entertainer Jen Colella as well. Caitlin Warbelow doing the lovely duty of playing us some music right now. Caitlin, thanks so much for joining us. That was pretty awesome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. That was terrific. So that sounds to me like a very traditional piece of music. Is that correct?
Or? Yes. That was a little Irish jig to get us going there. It has a funny name. It's called I Ne'er Shall Ween Her.
Okay.
And I have no idea what that means. But there's some good names in Irish.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's good. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And obviously, you're a fiddle player, violinist, fiddle player, both. Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me a little bit about your history. You kind of grew up in Fairbanks, right?
So Yes, I'm from Fairbanks, but I've been coming to Juneau for many years. I first came down for the Folk Fest when I was 11 years old.
You got a family kind of band situation?
No, actually, my mom, while my dad was going to school in Boston, saw a bunch of little violin players on the street giving a demonstration, and she said, oh, that'd be cool if Caitlin did that, and here we are, many, many years later.
Now, do you remember really taking to it right away, or was it kind of a slog to start with?
Was three when it happened, okay. And I don't remember much of it. However, my dad remembers it and says that he would leave the house when the practicing was happening.
Well, you got to save your sanity. So.
Yes, exactly. So I owe it all to my mom, I think, for bearing with me. I'm sure there was crying and screaming and all that sort of thing. I don't remember it, though.
And have you turned it into a career? Is that kind of what you're doing in your career now?
Yes.
You're a working musician. You're doing it.
The magical unicorn that is the working musician. Yes. I live in New York. I've been there for, about 12 years now. I went for grad school in something entirely different than music and got stuck there, as you do. And yes, now I make my living doing it. I play in a Broadway show, which is related to the concert tonight, and do lots of other stuff, teaching and playing in bars all night and going to festivals. And the life of a musician, you gotta pick things from various places to make it work.
Well, let's talk about this. We'll talk about the show in just a minute, and it's exciting. We got plenty of time to talk about that. But I want to, how do you go from being a fiddle player from Alaska who's going to grad school in New York for a different reason to sort of slowly working your way into, I mean, those are the best musicians in the world are living in New York.
Yes.
So how do you, you've become one of the best musicians in the world, I think, the fact that you're working there. But tell me about how that kind of occurred. Did you get some lucky breaks? What happened?
Yeah, I think being a musician is a lot about luck and being in the right place at the right time. It's in New York. It's super networky. I remember I was telling this story last night. I flew in, landed, went to an apartment that I'd never seen before, put my stuff down, and that night I went out to an Irish music session that I had heard about from a friend. That night I got asked to play a gig the following night. And it just rolled on from there. And I attempted to stay in grad school while playing in bars all night for the, a couple of years, which managed to do that somehow. And once you start playing, you meet people and they ask you to do things, and then it just propels you from there.
And have you always kind of, has that been the cornerstone of the work that you do, is the Irish folk music kind of stuff?
Lately, it has been. My training is classical, and I have a degree in classical violin playing. But since I was a little kid coming to the Juneau Folk Fest, I've just loved the freedom that the traditional music brings. I always got in trouble for, my bow going the wrong direction and orchestra and stuff like that. So I make a good fiddle player. Maybe too independent, but
I didn't even know that was a thing, but I get it now that you say it. Yeah.
You're not allowed to tap your foot, and your bow has to go that same direction as everybody else.
That's really interesting. Yeah. So, but that kind of fiddle music, especially what you heard at the Folk Fest and started playing, that got under your skin. Tell me about why that felt like freedom.
Well, so I used, in Fairbanks, there's a lot of amazing musicians, both classical and traditional. And specifically at the time I was growing up, There was just a perfect storm in a good way of arts education and funding and all that sort of stuff. So I had an amazing classical education, but there was also a folk scene there. And I would just beg my mom to get me CDs, and I would sit in my room and just learn everything that was on the CD. And that's actually the best way to learn this type of music, is by listening and playing with other people, not by learning from the sheet music. And for somebody who was also undergoing a very strict classical training regimen, it felt very freeing and good to be able to make my own musical and artistic choices in the fiddle realm.
Sure, you're learning this discipline, but then to exercise it in a way that's not, you know, sort of regimented and all those things.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah. And it's just a lot of fun. It's when I do it now as an adult, I think it's very much like learning a language and speaking a language. I've taken my violin all over the world to a lot of places I don't speak the language. And amazingly, there's Irish sessions all over the world, and you can just go in. You don't have to know what they're saying. You just sit down and you start playing.
Does your ability to work in other realms, though, too, help in those kinds of situations where, well, no one here is playing Irish music, but that's all right. I can adapt.
Yes. Yeah. Because every even, you know, it's funny, even in New York City, one city, if you go to different places where they're playing the same type of music, there's just a little bit different flavor, like a little accent or something. So you have to be, I always say, you have to be like an anthropologist and read the room, see what's going on. It's like, it's just being a good human being. You
know? Well, tell me about this Broadway show you're involved in now. And I might want to get you to play a little bit more, and then we can talk some more, too. But tell me about the Broadway show first. So it stars Jen Colella is one of the stars of the show? Or?
Yeah. So the show is it doesn't really have stars. We like to call it an ensemble cast.
Okay. Yeah.
Jen is a star herself.
Okay.
She's a Broadway superstar. The show is called Come From Away, and it's been running. Actually, we're coming up on our 3-year anniversary on Broadway. We've been sold out the whole time.
Wow.
And the subject matter, it sounds like it would make for a weird musical, but it works really well. It's about all of the planes that were flying across the Atlantic on 9/11, and they got grounded in a tiny town called Gander in Newfoundland. And
I've heard the story.
Yes, there's a book about it that some people know called, I think it's called The Day the World Came to Town, which is not what the musical is based on, but some people know the book. So the writers of our show went up to Gander and did hundreds of hours of interviews with the people that were there who got grounded, and created this musical that's about all the stories that happened then. So it's not really about New York. It's not about 9/11 per se. It's about people doing good things in a bad time. And the writers decided they really wanted to feature the actual traditional music that happens in Eastern Canada, which is a mixture of Irish music and Scottish music and French music.
It's kind of like Arcadia mix in there. Yeah,
yep,
right.
Yep. So we meaning trad musicians, were very lucky because they actually hired some real trad musicians to play on the Broadway show.
I like that, trad musicians.
Trad musicians, that's what we are.
Traditional musicians,
exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Okay. Yep.
So that's what brought me there was I have training in both classical music, which you need to play a Broadway show, and the fiddle. And here we are a couple of years later.
That's really great and exciting. Well, mate, would you do the pleasure of playing another tune and just
absolutely,
take as much
time
as you want, and tell me a little bit about what you think you might play first.
Yeah. I'll play you two reels. It will sound like one unit of stuff. The second reel is actually in the show. We have a couple of actual real trad tunes that are in the show, which is unusual on Broadway. Usually it's all newly composed stuff or revival stuff. This is actual traditional music, which I'm really proud of. And the first tune is called Paddy Fahis, which is an Irish tune, and the second one is called the Newfoundland Reel, and that's the one that's actually
in the
show.
That is a traditional Newfoundland.
Yes.
And the tradition there was people coming from Ireland, people coming from kind of Acadia, Cajun, that sort of culture.
Yeah, and I'm not a super expert on it, but it's a big mixture of different Celtic styles. And now in 2020, you know, it's its own style And I play with some great Eastern Canadian fiddle players like Troy McGilvery. Some listeners might have heard of him. It's different, slightly different style to the Irish music, which is my specialty. But I'll give you one Irish tune and one
great.
Eastern Canadian tune.
Sounds great. Okay, well, this is Caitlin Warbelow, and she's going to be in concert tonight with Jen Colella at the Jack at 7:30. So we'll talk a little bit more after she plays this as well. But here she is playing a couple of reels. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Amazing. Now, that was really cool because that second reel had a much faster tempo.
Yeah.
Number one, I was really interesting to hear you tap your foot there because I realized, that just seems like I can't imagine playing music without tapping your foot, right?
Yes, yes.
And then the way you're doing it, it's like a metronome. I mean, you're just boom, boom,
boom,
boom.
Can't stop it from happening. I don't even notice that it's happening anymore.
Right.
But yes, it's definitely
natural.
Part of the music. And I used to get in trouble for tapping my foot when I was a kid. And I went at 8 a.m. this morning and taught the kids at Juno Douglas in the orchestra, and I said to them, so do you guys tap your foot when you play? And they all looked like deer in a headlights at me because their teacher was in the background. And I said, okay, for the next hour, you can tap your
foot. You get to tap your foot.
Yes.
Wow, what a freeing feeling.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, so tell me just a little bit about what the show will be tonight. Is it kind of excerpts from the Broadway show, or is it all over the place, or what do you...
Yeah, it's a bit of everything. Jen, obviously, is an incredible singer, and I'm so excited to bring her to Alaska. She just got done with doing... 3 years on Broadway and 2 years before Broadway with this show Come From Way, and she's moved on to other projects now. So as soon as I heard that she was not doing the show, I asked her to come up to Alaska. It's really hard for the actors to get off from the show while they're actually in the show. They only get 2 weeks off a year. So
That's a grind.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. Now the musicians have more freedom. We would go crazy.
You get to sub out a little bit.
We can sub out a bit easier.
Right.
But I grabbed Jen up and asked her if she would come to Juno and Fairbanks, and I feel incredibly lucky that she's here.
That's
she's
cool.
Just a world-class singer. So she's going to be doing...
Talk a little bit, too, just before we get to the show itself, but there's a few people that made it possible, right,
yes.
That are kind of helping sponsor the whole thing.
So some longtime friends of mine from when I was young up in Fairbanks and was teaching their very young two daughters have made the show possible tonight. That's John DeBuse and Teresa Shanley. Without them, this would not be happening. And I'm so grateful to them, as well as their daughter, Lauren, who's been doing all of the legwork, all of the logistics.
Cool. And they're even letting you stay at their place.
Yes.
Right?
We're staying at their house.
They're going
their
the
lovely
extra mile.
House. I feel extremely, extremely lucky, as I have for the last two decades, but extremely lucky to have them in my lives and
cool.
Very thankful.
So the show.
Yes, the show.
Yeah,
okay.
Tonight.
So... Yeah, so we're going to be doing some. It's a big mishmash. We're calling it a Broadway review. So there's a whole bunch of stuff from Broadway shows, but we're also doing some folk and rock and pop hits that people will recognize. And then there, I actually didn't want to do too much fiddling, but there were some requests for some fiddling. So we're putting on a bunch of fiddle sets as well. So
well, you'll in this hear, town,
yeah,
you're not going to come to this town and not get requests for fiddling. This is a fiddle-centric town.
This is a fiddle town. So
yeah.
I like that about Juno.
Yeah.
So we're going to actually start the concert off with some fiddling. And I have it's not just me and Jen on stage. There's three other people. We're all from come from away. And two of the guys are going to play the trad stuff with me as well. And then we're going to transition into full-on singing. I don't even know how to describe it in words. We did our sound check this morning. Betsy Sims is our sound person.
And she's amazing.
Oh, my God, so great.
Yep.
And it just sounded cool. And I'm so excited to be playing Centennial Hall again. Yeah.
How many people in total are going to be playing tonight?
Five people.
Okay.
Yeah. So four musicians and Jen.
Is it all strings that are playing?
No. I'm the only violinist or string player. So we have a drum set. James Yoshizawa, he's also playing Irish percussion, baron, say Irish drum. And then we have Nate Lewick on guitar and bass. Chris Ranney is our music director on piano and keyboards, backup vocals, and I'm playing some violin and fiddle.
Yeah, well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for playing
of
and
course.
For coming, and thanks for setting this up for Juno. It's great to always awesome when Alaska kids, you know, you're not a kid, but kids come back to Alaska, bring it back to the roots, and all these people who, you know, go out and do amazing things in Alaska. It's always wonderful to have you kind of remember us when you're out there doing stuff.
People say that, but I just, if I could come back once a month, I would do that. I just love it, and seeing the mountains and the fresh air and all of that. It's
now,
really
do you
great.
Have anything? Is this what's happening for you for the foreseeable future, this show, or is there something in the works for you right now, or what's going on with your kind of career right now?
I always have a million things going on. The show itself will just run as long as it sells.
Yeah.
And on Broadway, that could be, you know, 1 week, or it could be 35 years.
Yeah,
Phantom of the Opera is
right.
coming up on, I believe, 30 or 35 years now. So we've been going 3 years on Broadway, a couple years before that, and we're selling strong now. So hopefully we'll go for a bit.
Yeah.
I feel lucky because, you know, we've played the show about 1,300 times, which is, you know, it gets repetitive. So it's nice to be able to get out and do some other things. But, yeah.
Do you have recording stuff in the works? Do you have other projects in the works as well?
Or? Yeah, I do. I have my own solo career. I have a CD which will be available tonight. My band is called War Below Range. War Below is my last name. I do tons of teaching.
That's a good name. I like that name.
Thank you.
War Below Range. That's
War Below
cool.
Range. Yep. Yeah.
That's cool because that sort
fingers,
of like
yeah.
it makes you think about maybe the range, like
yes.
the West, but it's also like your range of musical styles, right? So
yeah,
it's very
get,
cool.
You,
there you go.
Get
I get it.
That's,
I get it.
That's it. That's exactly it. And there's four people and I'm singing. We're each like a mountain in the range.
There you
know,
go.
We can talk about this forever.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Yeah. Yeah. So I have a million things going, too many going on all at one time. But the main things are the show and my own solo career.
Well, that's an amazing thing to be a musician that's so busy and working on. I mean, really, it's such an accomplishment just to reach that threshold, and the fact that you've done it at the Broadway level and at this national level, it's congratulations. It's really awesome. And it's awesome to hear about an Alaskan going out there and kicking butt. You know, it's cool.
There's quite a few Alaskans in New York who are making it as musicians, and I think it's just a testament to the arts community in the state. I just feel very lucky to have grown up in Fairbanks when I did. We just had access to top-notch teachers. And, yeah, there's a bunch of us. It's not just me.
Yeah, and all the folk festivals that
all
happen here
fest,
and
yeah.
all that stuff that has become, you know, we kind of a little bit take it for granted maybe. But
yes.
all of those kids that are running around Folk Fest
Absolutely.
When they're little, they are growing up in
yes.
this thing. And we, you know, there's lots of examples of great musicians
yes.
that are here in Juno, and yep. it's so fun to hear about someone.
I didn't realize how unique and lucky I was, and we were until I left the state.
Yeah, cool.
Before that, I just wanted to get out and see the world,
right.
and now I want to always come back because we have something really good here.
Well, I'm going to play one track actually from the musical. This one's called Me in the Sky.
Yes. This
okay.
So this is, can I talk about it for
yeah,
just a second?
Yeah, absolutely.
This song is kind of special to me because I come from an aviation family in Fairbanks. And the song is the character that Jen plays in the musical, which is a real person named Beverly Bass. She's come to the show like 100 times. She is the first female American American pilot captain. And she sings in the song about her experience when she was young, becoming a pilot, and overcoming lots of barriers. So to me, it's a really special song.
That's very cool. Well, Caitlin Warblow, thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it. You're going to be joined by Jen Colella and the other musicians that you mentioned. That's happening tonight at the Jack. It's starting at 7:30, so get your tickets. You can find more information at jahc.org, and you can come down, and tickets will be available at the door, from my understanding.
Yes.
And so thanks so much for coming in,
talking to us about it.
We're going to be listening to this, Me in the Sky, and have a great show tonight.
Thank you.
And continued success.
Thank you very much.
So fun to hear about it. All right.